Jim Maxwell sitting alongside, I'm sure, a man who's very pleased with what he's been watching here this afternoon, the Chief Executive Officer of Cricket Australia, James Sutherland. What a tonic for the game. David Warner, Michael Clarke, 280 runs in 51 overs. Outrageous.
Extraordinary day. Extraordinary.
Absolutely scintillating. And wonderful news for Warner, who is a little out of touch coming into the game, but that should drag a few people in. Now, what about next year when we come down to the Adelaide Oval? What's the plan? We've got the Ashes series dates announced. Just take us through the highlights of this series, which starts at the Gabba on the 21st of November.
So, traditional five-test series, Jim, in order: Brisbane, Adelaide, Perth, MCG and SCG. And as you say, starting in late November, we'll be here at the Adelaide Oval for the second test. And the ground authorities tell me that we'll have a capacity of something like 40,000 for that test match. The stadium won't be fully complete by then. I think their target capacity is more like 50, a little bit more perhaps, but it'll be about 40 for the Ashes series, Ashes test match next year.
So we've got England here for test matches. Is anyone else visiting Australia next year for international cricket?
No, it's going to be exclusively England next year. Five test matches, five one-day matches and three 2020s. So a little bit less in one-day cricket and the short form of cricket, but we really wanted to make the focus around the Ashes series. And I think that's a bit of a sign of things to come in some ways. We've said for a long time that we'll probably play less rather than more one-day cricket into the future. That said, the following season we'll have a little bit more as a lead into the World Cup, which is in Australia in February, March 2015.
Now, a lot of people are asking the question, 2013 Ashes, 13-14 Ashes, back in England in 2015. Is this the future tours program gone haywire, playing three Ashes series in 3 years? What's happened?
No, it's not ideal, and there's two factors in this. One was that we didn't want to have an Ashes series in the same summer as the World Cup, so we pushed back the home Ashes series to 13-14, and then the ECB, the England Cricket Authorities, were hoping to then play an Ashes series in the winter of 2012. But because the Olympics were on in 2012, they couldn't play it at that same time, which means we have somewhat unfortunate circumstances of two Ashes series back-to-back, but at the same time, I still think it's something to look forward to.
Do you think this will continue beyond 2015 and that we're going to be playing on a regular basis, or we're going to get back into a pattern of every 4 years home and away?
That cycle will go back to the more traditional 18 months, 20, 24 months, whatever it was before, where we have basically every 2 years home and away.
It's interesting that England have got three lead-up games to the series. Now, that's a change too, isn't it? Because it was only a couple of tours ago that they had this sort of 15-a-side game or something against New South Wales, which wasn't a cricket match at all.
Well, I think what we saw last time they were out, I think they had virtually two teams out. And so their preparation for an Ashes series here in Australia has, certainly the last time was extensive. They have asked for three warm-up matches, which is fine. We come off a one-day series in India in October. We'll probably have at least two Shield games leading into the Test series. And we'll be doing a similar thing leading into the Ashes series in England during this winter, where whilst the one-day series, the Champions Trophy, is being played in June 2013, we'll have another team over there playing some longer-form cricket, preparing for the Test series.
Of course, one of the criticisms this year about preparation for this series is that players didn't get enough red ball cricket. They were playing in the Champions League. So where does the Champions League fit in around the lead up to our season next year?
Well, somewhat unusual circumstances this year with the Champions League, because it was pushed back in time. The traditional time for Champions League is the last couple of weeks of September, and with the ICC World 2020 being played at that time, it was played into October. So it'll be back to that normal schedule next year, and we will be playing one day cricket in India straight after the Champions League. But then we've got a later start to the summer anyway, with the Ashes series not commencing till the 21st of November.
Right, well, that all looks very exciting. And in terms of tickets for next year, when will Cricket Australia start making them available to everyone?
Well, I think the official on sale date is not hasn't been announced yet, but I think it'll be around June. And really, as has been the case in recent years with Ashes series, the best way to get tickets is going to be through registering through the Australian Cricket Family, which you can do through our website, cricket.com.au, and that will give you priority access to tickets. And as we know, the last couple of Ashes series tickets, when they have gone on sale, they've gone very, very quickly. And so we urge Australian cricket fans to give themselves an opportunity to get first crack at those tickets by being a registered member of the Cricket Family.
For those Australian fans who want to see the Ashes series in England, have they got a chance of buying a ticket, as far as you know? Are there any tickets left over there?
I understand there are tickets available. I think Lords is probably might be asking a bit much to get a ticket to a Lords test match now, unless you get one outside the ground from some dodgy bloke selling it at an exorbitant price.
Secondary market's yes. Outstanding, yes.
But I think certainly packages, and again through our cricket travel office, there would be packages available for the other test matches. I think, I understand Lords is sold out, but the others, I'm sure there'd be tickets available.
Now, at $1.50 to the pound, do you think you're going to get as many English visitors next year as you have before?
It's not a great deal, is it? But they're good travellers, though, aren't they? Mm. And there is something special about an Ashes series. One of the reasons why we need to announce the dates for an Ashes series is because the English fans, Barmy Army and what have you, need to know to make their travel plans. So we expect something about 10,000 English cricket fans to be coming out during the course of the summer of 2013-14. Whether that's quite as many as we had back in 2006-07, probably not. But, the exchange rate's not really working for them. It's working well for us going the other way, though, isn't it?
Very well. So is your expectation that come this time next year we'll be watching a game, a series where Australia will be trying to retain the Ashes or regain the Ashes?
I like that retain word. It's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
But we've got a lot of work to do, and it's nice to see the Australian team performing well but this series is still nil all. So we can't get ahead of ourselves, and we've got a lot of test cricket to come. And it's going to be a big series in England this winter, and let's hope we're looking to retain them this time next year.
Is it fair to say that England visiting and India visiting are the top two in terms of revenue for Cricket Australia?
Well, I think certainly in attendance, at match attendance and television rights, the value of the television rights, they're the biggest. Those two markets are the most extensive for us. But at the same time, it's all cricket. We're looking forward to Tasmania, Hobart and Melbourne and Sydney, where we have the Sri Lankans. And I know, speaking to Sri Lankans that I saw at the World 2020, they feel it's a great honour to be asked to play a Boxing Day Test match and a New Year's Test match. And they were effusive in their thanks for Cricket Australia to have invited them to play at that time. And I know their cricket fans, both in Sri Lanka, but also those in Melbourne and Sydney, will really get behind them, and should be a great atmosphere in both Hobart, Melbourne and Sydney.
All right, James, thanks for coming up. The game's about to resume. An extraordinary day of Test cricket. And Michael Clarke can't do anything wrong.
He's in good form, isn't he? Long may it last, Jim. Thank you.
It's going well. Thanks for joining us. So next year, the Ashes in Australia, the date's just announced. They start up at the Gabba on the 21st of November, finish at the SCG in early January.